Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We are streaming live on the free Odyssey app. You can take us on the go all across the country. And, of course, you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, brought to you by Crop Metcalf. They're the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? You can visit cropmetcalf.com to join their team. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Eric Bickle and Johnny Cake Sawville. Coming up later this hour, we'll talk to our pal Kevin McCarthy about the movies, if there's anything worth seeing this weekend. But joining us right now from the Indy Star, columnist to talk some NBA finals and more, is Greg Doyle. Hey, Greg.
And how are you doing?
We're doing well. All right. What is it like being there in Indiana? Maybe the fans there have expected it, but nobody has expected this ride by the Indiana Pacers to get all the way to the NBA finals and take a 2-1 lead.
No, people are still stunned around here. They're still, you're going to find the hardcores that will tell you they knew this was going to happen, and that's what people do. But we're stunned. I mean, after game three, that was a couple of nights ago, downtown Indianapolis on a Wednesday night it felt like an NBA Finals victory celebration. I mean, you could smell marijuana everywhere. Everybody's on the streets partying. they are enjoying this moment because this is not a moment. Never mind that you don't get these moments very often. This is not a moment anybody saw coming. Nobody saw this thing coming. Nobody. Except for the handful of hardcores that will tell you they knew they were coming. And that, there are fans that think, yeah, my team's going to win. Why? Because it's my team. There are people that feel that way. But in general, we didn't see this coming. No.
Greg, can you give people that do not live in the Indiana bubble the reasoning behind the logo on the shirt for Game 3 that was being worn in Indiana? It says, but this is Indiana. What's the story behind that for people in D.C. that don't have any idea about it?
Yeah, I can go back a little bit. I wish I could go to the absolute origin of it, and I can't because there's a saying, and I don't know who came up with this saying years ago. That in 49 states, and the saying is, in 49 states, it's basketball, but this is Indiana. So in other words, for us, basketball is different than every, you guys all think it's basketball. For us, it's different. It's Indiana. Mm-hmm. So I don't know who came up with that saying a couple years ago, decades ago. I don't know. But that's been a saying. And then after the Pacers beat the Knicks in game six at Gainbridge Fieldhouse here, they gave the microphone to Rick Carlisle after the game. I think it was on TNT or whoever was broadcasting the game. He just looks around. He looks around the arena and just says, "In 49 states, it's basketball." And he pauses and he goes, "But this is Indiana." And so that's where it goes. That's where it is. He leaned into it and they put it on the shirt, and that's how it goes.
How much of this kind of competitiveness and just the way they're playing in this series is a reflection on Carlisle?
Yeah, he brought this system, the style. The Pacers are much like the Wizards, and you know, I don't know, more than half the teams in the NBA, they're probably never going to get, unless they just, you know, have a couple of drafts in a row where they just get the right guy and just things happen, no one saw coming. They're not going to have MVPs or certainly not multiple All-NBA players. The big twos, the big threes, not going to happen. So Carlisle came here thinking what he's going to do is use 10 or 11 or 12 players. And they might not have a big two or three, but they're going to have a pretty solid 10. Mm-hmm. And just wear you down at both ends. And that's been his theme since he got here, is to play hard and fast at both ends and play as fast as possible on offense. Wear you down and wear you down with depth. And at the end of the game, hopefully that wear down, they call it the wear down effect, has made you pay. And I just saw this. I'm watching SportsCenter in the morning and just saw the stat. I mean, I've been watching these games, and so I kind of know it's been happening, but I didn't know the exact number. The Pacers have a plus 27 differential in the fourth quarter in three games. So, so you do the math, they're outscoring the Thunder by an average of 9 points in the fourth quarter every game. And that's the wear down effect. They wear on you, they wear on you, they wear on you, and then when it's time to win or lose the game, you're tired, and they've been playing 12 guys, they're okay.
I just remember, I think it was in game one, and it was like they showed the halftime, Carl, and they, you know, I thought they had played particularly awful. Maybe they had 18 or 20 turnovers in that first half. I don't know. I could be wrong. I thought that was right. And
it was 20.
Yeah, and he was just so calm. He was like, all right, we can't do this, but stick with the process. And I you know, I know he's been around. He's a vet, a Hall of Fame coach, et cetera, eventually. I was just struck by, man, this guy's not hitting the panic button at all, and the team is responding. And meanwhile, I don't know much about OKC's coach, but that guy's been there for a minute. You got to feel like you got a massive advantage there. And how disrespected did you feel just being such big underdogs going in, even though, as you said earlier,
used to it.
Nobody expected them to play like this, per se, but they had to have had a massive chip on their shoulder.
Well, you have to, as you go back to the Carlisle part, you have to remember, you know, what has happened in these playoffs that led up to halftime, you're down, whatever you're down, you've had 19, 20 turnovers, and he's calm, because they've already had three or four of the biggest comebacks
right
in postseason history, and they've done it in the same postseason. I mean, you know, the run they're on collectively as a team is historic. Just the comebacks. And then the run, of course, Tyrese Haliburton is on with all these game winners. The one game tie in New York is historic in one postseason. So he's dealing with a team that has shown, that in football they say you play all 60 minutes, and in the NBA it's all 48. The team has shown that over the course of 48 minutes, you know, we got a pretty good chance, so just stay calm and carry on. So that's where that came from. And because he is, you know, older and has been around a lot, he can probably – I mean, he knows 48 minutes. He's seen enough in the course of 25 years coaching, however long it's been. He's seen enough to know, you know, the disrespect card. I'm sure he loves it. He's leaning into it. He said yesterday during media availability that we are going to be the underdog in every game of this series. And he started like listing the spreads, 9.5, 10.5, 5.5 for this one. I think they like it. I think, because again, the Pacers are not—they're not going to have a big two, a big three. They're not going to just roll the ball in the court and say we've got more talent than you, so we're going to win. They dig into everything. They dig into their depth. They dig into the perception of disrespect. They dig into everything for every little. As they say, you have to win on the margins. And when you're the Pacers, you do have to win on the margins, because you're not going to win. The headlines. SGA is the MVP. He's the headline. Chet Holmgren, Jalen Williams. That's the big three. That's the headline. So the Pacers need to win at the margins, and that's things like motivation and like playing hard for 48 minutes and seeing what happens at the end.
Greg, if you turn back the clock a little bit, do you think the Pacers brass knew that Haliburton had this sort of ceiling when they acquired him from Sacramento?
Yeah, I do, actually. Kevin Pritchard has a track record. You know, he has a track record of finding guys at other teams that are good and sees what they can be. If this is the first time it ever happened, I'd say, yeah, probably not. But no, I mean, he traded for Sabonis from the Thunder when Sabonis was averaging 6 points a game. Granted, he was a rookie or something, but he saw something there. And now, you know, Sabonis is like a poor man's Jokic. He's a triple-double guy. He traded for Oladipo. Same deal. Oladipo was, you know, mid-teen scorer. He comes to the Pacers, averages 25 a game until he hurts his quadriceps tendon. He's an Obi Toppin, certainly not that kind of jump. But he sees guys that are good and that with an opportunity can be even better. He's done this, and he does this on the bench guys, high-level guys, starter guys. So, yeah, I think he looked at Halliburton and saw more. Now, you know, does anybody see four-game winners or game-tires in the same postseason game-tying shots? No, no one sees that. But a guy that can be 20-10 and be the engine of Rick Carlisle's fast system, I think they saw this.
Talking to Greg Doyle, Indy Star columnist. This is not to besmirch Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, but I saw a stat about blow-bys, and he's actually being blown by in the finals more than Luka was last year, and that was a huge story about Luka being horrendous defensively. With guys like Mathurin and Nembhard, are they attacking Shai on defense, who had a reputation of being a pretty good defender?
They're trying to wear down Shai. They're trying to wear him down. And as I said earlier, the wear down effect, they try to do that to your team collectively, but individually, the way you attack a player, like a player who's better than you, is you try and make him tired. Cause you know, like in the UFC, they say, exhaustion can make a coward of anybody. And I'm not using that. I'm not turning SJ into a coward. I'm just saying that in different sports, you use exhaustion as a weapon. And so that's what the Pacers are trying to do to Shai, not only working him hard on when he's got the ball, but yeah, working him hard when he's on defense. Now, you know, I don't have last year's finals memorized at all, but you also have to look at the blow-by stat. You've got to look at, you know, who are they guarding and who are they playing. You know, I don't know who Luka was defending, but it wasn't a Jet like Halliburton. So whoever was going around Luka, you know, and which is not good if Tatum's blown by you, but still, I mean, Halliburton's going to Jet by a lot of people. But the Thunder, the Knicks, the Bucks, probably the Cavs, but I know the Thunder and the Knicks and the Bucks, I know their whole deal with Halliburton was as they were all saying, build a wall. You know, we want to build a wall. So even if you think you can get around the first guy, there's a wall there. So don't even try. He's a guy that you got to build a wall to stop. And if he can get going downhill, you're in trouble. Cause he's an electric player. Halliburton is.
And he was voted by the players as the most underrated thing. When that came out, did that really get to him?
Oh yeah. Yeah. He hated that. He's like almost every young star in every sport. He's on social media. I mean, that's the generation. That's what my kids are that age. They're on social media. That's what you do. And so, yeah, he saw it. And there are some players, Indianapolis famously had a guy, Robert Mathis, Colts defensive end, who just loved disrespect, just loved it. Would go look for it, save it, hunt it out, and then get motivated by it. Look at it. I suspect Halliburton's kind of the same way. Nobody wants to be called overrated like he was, but has that helped inform what we've been watching since then? Yeah, absolutely.
So if you had to throw cash, if you had to bet right now, who are you taking to win that, to close
tonight
this out?
Overall.
Say again?
Tonight or the whole
overall,
series?
Overall.
Then again, the answer is the same thing. The Pacers, they, you know, there comes a point for me.
Yeah.
In all, this is my fourth series. So the first series was the Bucks. Then the Cavs, then the Knicks. There comes a point in all four series, and I think I can even find it in my stories where I write, we've reached the point where we now know the Pacers are just better. You know, and it's kind of a hard thing to write when they're playing the Cavs, but I wrote that. Not hard to write, but it's kind of a hard thing to come to grips with. Like, am I really about to write? Do I really think this? The fourth seeded Pacers, we now know they're the better team than the top seeded Cavs. But after two or three games, you look at it and you realize they are better. And I realize one team won 50 and the Cavs won 64 and one team won 50, the Pacers, and the Thunder won 68. And I know what the oddsmakers say. I know what everything says. And I know how it sounds. You're the Indiana guy. Of course you're saying that. Well, I'm the Indiana guy who's been watching these games. And I just, the Pacers are better. I don't know. Don't ask me why. You know, I know why they're good. I know what works for them. The real question, honestly, and I can't answer this because I don't cover the Thunder, is what's wrong with them? And the Pacers are wearing them down, yeah, but like Jalen Williams, what's wrong with him? He's not been what I thought he'd be. Holmgren has moments, but where are the Thunder, or are the Pacers just doing this to you? Either way, you're asking a question. The Pacers are going to win this thing, and it might go seven. They might have to do it in OKC, and boy, would that be hard. Boy, would game seven in OKC be tough. But I think they can get it in six.
That's why this next game is just monstrous. if they can take the 3-1 lead, then I think you got it. But if it goes back down, 2-2, anybody's ball game. Just shifting gears, we kind of wanted your perspective on Jim Irsay. Like, from afar, fans like us had a certain perception of your owner, but he sure seemed beloved there. What can you kind of tell us about his legacy?
Irsay is like a lot of people in this world, big and small. And this is an analogy, only a very weak analogy, but I have some of this too, that if all you know are a couple headlines, if that's all you know, then you have an opinion on a guy. But if you actually know them daily and you see them daily, you know who they are daily, and you know what they do for people daily, you see that in this case, Irsay is he's just not. I mean, I wrote the day he died. I wrote from his funeral too. But the day he died, I wasn't being disrespectful at all. I was trying to explain to people that around the country, they see Irsay, they see the caricature, mm-hmm. they see the cartoon, they see the occasional tweet, they see the occasional soundbite. He talks. He would talk the way he talks, which is kind of slow and gravelly, and he sounds like I've referred to him in stories before. He sounds like a beatnik poet. He just mm-hmm. he's not like you and me. He's just not. And the world doesn't understand people that aren't like you and me. They just don't. And so he was misunderstood because he had headlines. He was an addict. He had an addiction problem, and that's a disease. So the world saw what they wanted to see. And we do that with, we see the best in our people and we see the worst in their people. The world saw the worst in him because there's some headlines and there's some occasional tweets that he sends out or whatever. But around here, we know who he is. And who he is the most generous.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Just the most generous, loving, supportive, loyal Indianapolis Colts. Human, animal lover, person around here. I mean, he leaves a huge hole for us, and it's you don't get many people like this in this world. You don't, whether they're billionaires or thousandaires, you just don't. And so we knew what we had.
Good stuff, man. Good perspective, Greg. Always enjoy talking to you.
Thank you, buddy.
You guys were great this morning. Yep. Thank you.
Right. Thanks, Greg.
All
you
right,
too.
Thanks, bud.
It's Greg Doyle from the Indy Star.
He said we were great this morning. I mean, most times we're not great.
I don't know.
I always have a chip on my shoulder. When you say something,
I don't know that he meant really anything by that.
You guys are great this morning.
Yeah, but maybe like saying good morning.
I don't know.
I'm a very defensive
maybe
person.
Maybe he should listen on the Odyssey app.
Yeah. You call him back?
Yeah, did he mean just today? No, anyway, good stuff. Yeah, I always thought that he was just such a character, but certainly beloved. Was he Jerry Jones kind of before Jerry Jones almost? Was he as involved personnel-wise as Jerry? I don't think so. Nobody, because Jerry's what is it actually the GM?
Yeah, no, he's had like Chris Ballard and different people in personnel. But hey, hat tip to him because he's kind of the tip of the spear and the owner's turning on Dan Snyder.
No doubt about
it. He was instrumental in forcing that weasel out of here.
No doubt about it.
He should maybe go in the Ring of Honor for the Commanders.
Definitely should.
That would be a funny bit. That would be a funny bit.
Josh Harris.
Put Jim Irsay.
We're retiring Jim Irsay.
It's fantastic. I love that idea.
Yep. All right, got to take a break. We got Kevin McCarthy on the movies coming up at 9:45 here on The Junkies.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.